There's a famous German New Testament scholar by the name of Joachim Jeremias. I forget whether he was professor at Heidelberg or Göttingen, it was somewhere like that. And he was, by common consent, the preeminent sort of technical New Testament scholar of his generation, which was the post-war one. He was a teacher from the late 1940s through until the end of the 60s. And anyone who studied the New Testament at university or theological college used to be brought up on Joachim Jeremias' Parables of Jesus, which came out, I think, in German in the 50s and then in English in the 1960s. And you can date elderly clergy's time at theological college by whether they have Jeremias on their bookshelf or not. I do, but not because I was at theological college back then. Jeremias has this comment to make about the rather strange behavior of the sower in this morning's parable. You may, he say, think it's a bit odd that the sower should take so little care about where the seed falls, but this is the way that people sowed in Jesus' day. This is the happy-go-lucky Palestinian farmer who doesn't really, isn't clever enough to understand that where the seed falls might matter. And you feel strangely encouraged that so learned a man who has studied so much and read so much should understand so little. It just goes to show that sometimes common sense will trump the most expert of experts. Because Jeremias is obviously completely wrong. The Palestinian peasant did not go out chucking seed left and right with gay abandon in Jesus' day or in any other day. Farmers know what they're doing. People who live by the land are careful in their use of resources. When people went out to sow in Jesus' day, they would have taken care to make sure that the seed was put into fruitful ground and not wasted among the thorns or on the path or in among the rocks. It's hard to know who Jeremias is patronizing most in a way from his Heidelberg study. Is it the notion of the primitive peasant who isn't educated enough to know how to sow properly? Or is there some kind of shimmering in the background echo of the distressing and persistent anti-Semitic tradition that does run through Christian thought from generation to generation, that kind of Jews are too silly to be able to do things properly? Jesus knew perfectly well, and Jesus' hearers knew perfectly well how you set about sowing seed in a field to get the best result. So Jesus knew that his hearers would understand that the sower is behaving like a lunatic,